Welcome to Apple Daily. It's Monday, February 11th. Here's today's top Apple headlines. TechCrunch reports on a recent study from Sensor Tower that reveals iPhone users spent an average of $79 on apps last year. That's up 36% from 2017. This is thanks in large part to mobile gaming and Apple's continued push for subscription-based apps. I thought this was interesting. Health and fitness apps saw an increase of over 75% year over year, but that only amounts to less than $3 per person. I thought that'd be much higher. You see, developers, there's still money to be made on the iPhone. Just keep charging for more coins and extra lives. Bloomberg has an interesting piece detailing what it's like working for Apple off campus. Contractors hired to work on Apple Maps had to work in some less than ideal environments, dealing with things like understocked vending machines and long lines to use the restroom. Most of these workers signed contracts for employment of 12 to 15 months, but rarely did someone make it that long. A company called Apex is who hired these workers, usually with borderline harassing techniques like blowing up their LinkedIn messages and promising a possible future within Apple. There's all kinds of strange details. You should definitely check out the article. Apex, of course, says they strive to make sure they're creating the best work experience possible. Yeah, as long as you can hold your pee until 5 o'clock. Attention AirPod lovers. Rumor site MySmartPrice has a, quote, trusted source claiming that AirPods 2 are due for this spring and will feature better bass and a special matte finish to help with grip. Also expected, a new black color and a price increase of $40. MySmartPrice also believes AirPower will finally be coming out this spring as well after being re-engineered to fix overheating issues. We shall see, SmartPrice. We shall see. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to our sponsor. Check out appledailypodcast.com to see the show notes. If you like the show, please share it with someone today. And if you'd like more general tech news, be sure to check out our other show at techdailypodcast.com. I'm Shane Lothar. You can find more of me at shanelothar.net. This is Apple Daily. I'll see you tomorrow.